You're listening to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is Tordif. The album is called Brûler la Mabla. We'll check into Journée Pédagogique. Then Ben Wendell. The album's called All One. And we'll check into Wanderers, featuring Terrence Blanchard. Let's check it out.
Thank you.
listening to Modern Jazz Today. Keep it tuned right here. Up next is Alex Lefebvre. The album's called Naufrages, and we'll check into Time of the Barracudas. Then Billy Test Trio, his debut as a leader, Coming Down Roses. And we'll check into the tune Mother's Day with Freud. Let's check it out.
Thank you. Coming up for your listening pleasure is Dan Pitt Quintet from the album Wrongs. We're going to listen to the title track.
Thank you.
time again when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJS at 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. In today's partisan political climate, it can be hard to pass climate policies that last.
We have, in effect, windshield wiper politics in Washington, D.C. So when climate or clean energy policy is passed by Democrats in a partisan way, like a reconciliation bill, so this was the IRA, it's almost certain, no matter the political economy, no matter the benefits, because of our politics, it's almost certain to come under attack when the pendulum swings back in Washington, D.C. And that means that the only path to durable U.S. leadership on this issue is via bipartisan support.
Andrea Yotsampa is CEO of the nonprofit Deploy U.S. The bipartisan group supports what she calls the Eco-Right, a small group of conservative nonprofits that promote action on climate change and renewable energy.
And that's because the greatest need and opportunity relative to climate and clean energy leadership in the U.S. is right of center.
Deploy U.S. helps connect these groups with funding, and it empowers conservative business, military, and religious leaders to advocate for climate action with Republican policymakers and help pass bipartisan, durable climate change policies. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.